From the Nebraska Harvest Center Studio, your Kloss Lexion Jaguar dealer. This is AM 930, KOGA AM, Ogallala.
Well, it's about 10 and a half minutes past the hour, and I believe we have our guest who's ready to visit with us this morning.
The back-to-school season can be a hectic time for families in general, but this time of year is an especially hard adjustment for kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Transitioning from relaxed summer schedules to earlier mornings and indoor classroom learning can be difficult for children with ADHD. Harvard neuropsychiatrist and ADHD expert Dr. Teresa Cerulli now joins us with tips to help parents best prepare in advance of the new school year. Good morning, Doctor, and welcome to Midwest Opinions.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here with you.
This is exciting for me because I went to school before the era of ADHD, and I can tell you that I was probably one of those kids that would be diagnosed with that now. And it's something that that I kind of wonder what would have been different, you know, in school for me. But what are the most common and difficult challenges during back-to-school time for children with ADHD?
So let me say that, first of all, this does impact a number of people and is quite common as a condition. So ADHD does affect nationally about 6 million children, or 11% of the children, right, in the U.S. And in Colorado, that number, it's a little bit lower than the national statistics. It's about 5.6% of kids in Colorado that have ADHD, some diagnosed, some probably still undiagnosed, as often happens. So even today, compared to when you were in school, even today, sometimes we don't necessarily recognize the condition until later, or sometimes not at all. So hopefully what we're doing today is raising awareness, yes, around what ADHD is. The core features are inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity, which can sound like any one of us on a given day.
Exactly.
But for ADHD individuals, it's the severity of those symptoms and the persistence of those symptoms and the impact of those symptoms at home, at work, socially, and certainly in school, which is why we're talking about the back-to-school time now. It's just so important. So back to school with ADHD can be quite challenging.
What are the most difficult problems with that, though?
Well, kids with ADHD often, so I mentioned the core symptoms of inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity,
right,
but they often, to put that into day-to-day life, they struggle with organizing themselves. They struggle with time management. They have difficulty staying on task. And structure, although very helpful to them, can feel like being in prison. I mean, they're sort of free spirits, and they're energetic, and they're daydreaming, and they're creative thinkers. And so here we are trying to sometimes put a square peg in a round hole when you have to sit through classroom time in a very structured setting. And so it can feel like hitting a wall for these kids.
I know one of the most difficult things for me to learn in my adult years and working was organization. And realizing that organizing your time and having priorities is key to getting anything done. And I assume that's probably a problem for these kids, too.
Yeah, it often is. It's what we call executive functioning skills that often goes hand in hand with ADHD, even though it's not listed as a core feature. And it is. It's difficult in childhood. It's difficult in adulthood. About 40 to 60% of kids with ADHD will still have, you know, meet full criteria in their symptomatology as adults. Even if they've learned to manage it better, it's, you know, the underlying biology is still there,
yeah,
with struggling with attention.
John, did you have a question?
Well, the thing I wonder about, and of course, being a parent and having children who, if didn't fall exactly into that category, certainly had symptoms along those particular lines, and just being bored, you know, I think that was a lot of it. Now, this has been with us, I'm sure, as long as mankind's been around. It's not necessarily a totally bad thing in children, is it, if it can be channeled?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really want people to be optimistic. If you have it diagnosed or not diagnosed, the symptoms we're talking about, if you find a good fit, can help one excel in life. You know, being energetic and out-of-the-box thinking, creative thinking. These are sometimes our entrepreneurs of the world. So I, with hopefully with some guidance, treatment from your teachers, doctors, having a good understanding of how ADHD affects your child in particular, you know, what their specific challenges may be, those kids can often really excel when they've got those guardrails in place.
Now, getting a child ready, a child with ADHD ready for school can be a more difficult task than with other kids. How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, it really takes, we talk about in life, it takes a village. It takes a treatment team to assist kids with ADHD. So the parent is the leader of the team, but the teacher, very important person, the doctor, very important person. You really want to collaborate with these individuals. So for school, for example, I would recommend setting up a meeting with your child's teacher a week or two before the start of school, or at least shortly into the academic year. And that way you can share with the teacher what your child's particular challenges may be within ADHD, because it's quite different from person to person.
Right.
You also want to share what you see for strategies at home that have been helpful. What motivates your child? What things work when you're trying to shape behavior at home, and when you're trying to get them to do something? You'll have a sense of, you're the expert in your child. You'll have a sense of what works. And then also you want to share with the teacher in this meeting what strategies have worked in prior classroom settings. You know, you'll see some teachers that are really successful with these kids, and so anything you can share that has been helpful in the past to assist your child. Teachers are really there to want to help. They just may not know what you need from them. And then, of course, the doctor. The doctor plays a very important role in the treatment for ADHD as well.
And how can the doctor, what role does the doctor play in that?
So hopefully the doctor's bringing the perspective on advancements within knowledge about ADHD as a condition. We've come a long way since I started in the field 15 years ago. So the doctor can hopefully provide the understanding and education around sort of brain and behavior in ADHD, but also with regard to the advancements that have been made. You know, there are so many more medication options now than there were even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So, I mean, for example, I've been working with a company, Neos Therapeutics. They developed a medication called Adzenys XR-ODT, which is an extended-release orally disintegrating tablet. It dissolves in the mouth. It's swallowed. You don't need water. And it's FDA-approved for kids age 6 and above, so also can be used with adults. And it is a stimulant, so it's a controlled substance, so do know stimulant medications for ADHD have risk with abuse and dependence, so absolutely collaborate with your doctor for safe use of the medications, keep them in a safe place.
Yeah, it used to be the standard treatment for ADHD was just Ritalin, and it's gone so far beyond that now, hasn't it?
It really has. There's many, many options, and so when I say your doctor's a member of the treatment team, they're an important member of the treatment team. You're the expert in your child, and they're hopefully the expert in the science and the evolving sciences of both medical and non-medication approaches to treating ADHD.
Right, because it's not just medication; it's also learning how to teach a child with ADHD and how to keep them engaged and involved in their education.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there's a real misperception that ADHD is a learning disability, and it is not. Most kids and adults with ADHD are average or above average intelligence, and so we're talking about a medical condition, and so sometimes just getting a better, sometimes the treatment is getting a better understanding and what we call psychoeducation around the condition itself, so you really understand how to work with a child.
Yeah, that was my next question, is how often is this treated without medication?
How often? I missed the second part of the question.
How often is ADHD treated without actual medication, just by learning how to teach that child or whatever?
this can be very patient-driven, but the statistics in general are about 75 to 80% of the time medications have benefit. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that 75 to 80% of the time that people take medications. I think there's such an individual input that matters here. But if you're interested in more information about medications, one option is the website adzenisxrodt.com. Certainly talk with your doctor. Another resource is CHAD, Children and Adults with ADHD. They're an organization that really specializes in resources so that you can learn more about both medical and non-medical interventions.
Well, thank you, Doctor. It's been very interesting and enlightening talking to you this morning. We appreciate you being with us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Thank you.